The Difference Between Victory and Defeat, written by Sidarem and Kalo, read by Raven. Summary: captured by the Gorn again, but this time she has help. When the Gorn ship materializes around her, La'an's first thought is that she's found herself in her oldest nightmare. But she doesn't wake up. And the others, Dr. Mabanga, Lieutenants Ortegas and Kirk, and the surviving Cayuga crew and colonists are all there too. This is real. She's been captured by the Gorn. Again. Her heart beats rabbit fast in her chest. She tries to listen for the terrible sound of Gorn claws skittering across the floor or the rasping calls to each other, but all she can hear is her own breathing echoing harshly in her ears. She ran so far away just to end up in the same place, surrounded by Gorn with no way out. A light tap on her arm startles her out of her thoughts. She flinches and finds Mbenga looking at her with obvious concern. La'an, are you all right? She stares at him helplessly. They're going to die horrible deaths, and he's asking if she's all right? His expression hardens into something that reminds her he served in the Klingon War. Report, Lieutenant, he orders. You're the ranking officer here. He's right, she realizes belatedly. Both Captains Pike and Patel had gone off to the shuttle Scott had escaped in, and no one else above the rank of lieutenant had been on the surface when the Cayuga was attacked. She's the one in charge. The realization snaps her out of her despair. She's not a little kid anymore, running scared and all by herself. She's chief security officer of the flagship, the Starfleet Delta shining proudly on her chest. These are her people, and she's not letting the Gorn kill them without a fight. She hears her father's voice in her head. Not believing you're going to die is what gets you killed. It's true, but so is what Pike had said. Belief can be the difference between victory and defeat. This looks like a holding cell, La'an says as she evaluates their surroundings more closely. The last time I was in one, we were taken to a breeding planet. That doesn't sound good, Kirk says. La'an can tell he's trying for bravado and only mostly succeeding. It's not, once we arrive, but until then it means the Gorn won't attack us. Their young need live food. We're probably safe for now, relatively speaking. Which gives them an opportunity, if only they can take advantage of it. If the Gorn could have transported us through their interface field, they would have done it a long time ago. La'an continues, half thinking out loud. The Enterprise must have found a way to disable it. That means they probably beamed Pike and Patel back, since they're not here and they can now scan for life signs. They'll realize where we are soon, if they haven't already. That's another difference from her last time captured by the Gorn. She has people looking for her. Just the thought of Una staring down the Gorn ship from the bridge of the Enterprise fills La'an with warmth. Which is on the wrong side of the demarcation line, Ortegas points out. Starfleet Command made it very clear that they don't want to start a war. I'm not sure we should assume a rescue is coming. I have every confidence that a rescue will be attempted, if at all possible, La'an says, and she doesn't even have to try to fill her voice with conviction. The thought of Pike or anyone else on the Enterprise leaving them behind is unimaginable. A line on the map be damned. But in the meantime, we have a duty to escape. To their credit, no one expresses disbelief that escape is possible. Dr. Mbenga, do what you can to get all of the wounded mobile, she orders. Ortegas and Kirk, compile a list of everybody's skills, any equipment they have, and any prior experiences with the Gorn. Get the crew of the Cayuga to help you talk to everyone. In the meantime, I'll examine the cell and see if anything sparks a useful memory. Escape from a Gorn ship is a tall order, and no one knows this better than La'an. But the others jump into action, looking scared but determined, and she thinks she'll take their odds. The end. Thank you for listening.